90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, I want to focus on the idea of the keeping life in perspective piece, right? By talking about appreciating what you have. And we all seem to want what we don't have. The single people I know, they want to be married. The married people, they live vicariously through their single friends. The junior employees, they want to move up in the food chain. And the leaders yearn for the time when they had a simpler life, when they had less responsibility. If you really think about what you have and what's going on in your life, do you truly take the time to appreciate what's going on? The fact that you live in a world with modern technology to help you get through life, to make things easier, the fact that you live now in this time frame better than monarchs did even a couple of generations ago. I mean, that in and of itself is pretty amazing. We spend a lot of time looking at what's wrong with the world. Maybe we should spend more time looking at what's right. And start by appreciating what you have instead of yearning for what you don't have. I think that's a good thing to just start on, to really focus on. And so this week we're going to spend time just thinking about things that we can appreciate. Right? When you wake up in the morning, what do you do to have appreciation? Are you realizing things as you come across them over the course of the day? You know, how amazing your family is, your children, your significant other, the simple things that happen in life, the beauty that you see around you, how nice certain people are, and how great certain things are. You know, I know that we tend to dwell on the negatives, especially when you focus on the media and all the bad things that are happening in the world. It's easy to get consumed by horrific things that we see with some maniac shooting up people in Las Vegas. I mean, we fall prey to that because that's what's around us and that's what we hear and that's what the media focuses on. But the question is are you really taking that time to appreciate what you have? And that's really where I want to set our energy for this week. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull on the podcast. If you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be kind enough to write a review, we'd really appreciate that. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. We're going to really dive into some of those things that we should all be thankful for that we have that we maybe take for granted. For today, just take a step back. Look at what's around you. Appreciate your family. Appreciate the love that exists around you. If you have a job that you like, appreciate that. And just look at some of the beauty in the world as opposed to focusing on some of the bad stuff that we tend to do. And we'll pick up from there tomorrow.